Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in football. Okay. Now, let me be very clear with what I'm saying, okay? Chiefs fans, Patrick Mahomes, best player. He's the most talented player in the NFL, and he's the most dynamic weapon. Joe Burrow's the best quarterback in football. When it comes to quarterbacking, when it comes to understanding play calls, when it comes to understanding what you have to do with the football, when it comes to understanding what the defense is, when it comes to understanding pocket manipulation, when it comes to timing and rhythm and accuracy and ball play, Joe Burrow's the best. Mm. He's the standard right now. The consistency with what Joe does, and the way I'll say it is this, the fascinating part is all the stuff that Patrick, Josh Allen, Lamar, Jalen Hurts do, guys, you can't do that stuff. That they're outliers when it comes to so much of their stuff. All the stuff that Joe does, you can, but he's the only one who does. Mm. That's the thing that fascinates me about Joe Burrow.
Oh, smoking Joe in the quarterback position. We go to Pete Prisco from CBS Sports this morning. Pete, that was Dan Orlovsky talking about Joe Burrow, who is coming off another great game and continues to own Buffalo and Cincinnati, and Kansas City. What are your thoughts on what Orlovsky had to say?
Well, if Dan Orlovsky said it, that means it's accurate. I mean, because everybody on Twitter hangs on his every word. He's the greatest football analyst who ever came down the block.
Well, he just takes it to a new level. I always love when he breaks. No, now we're breaking down the best pure quarterback. Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, give me a break. Look, what you do at the position, it's all defined by playing quarterback. And, yeah, Josh Allen's unconventional and Patrick Mahomes is unconventional and Joe Burrow does it his way, but it's still playing quarterback, whatever way you want to describe it. And do I prefer my quarterback to stand in the pocket, go through his progression to get the ball out? Absolutely. But a lot of guys do things differently than that nowadays. It's a different game. And so just to simply say he's the best quarterback because he does things the quarterback way doesn't make him the best quarterback. If you ranked him, he'd be near the top. But would he be the top? Probably not. So. Look, you're like me. You go back to Danny. I mean, Marino was the best who ever threw the football, ever. But there were people who probably say that there were better quarterbacks. I disagree, but there will be people out there who say there were better quarterbacks than Dan Marino because he did it. He played quarterback. That's what he did. Didn't move. I mean, he moved in the pocket, but he didn't run or move around and throw much on the run. He was a great guy who navigated the pocket
right,
and went through his reads and progressions. And that's different than what a lot of guys do today.
Well, there's a lot more freelancing in the game. I agree. And with that freelancing, we see a lot of big plays and receivers running to get open off their original routes. And I agree with all that stuff. So, hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go down this list. Daniel Jones. So Giants want him back. Is he looking at a big, big contract? I mean, he didn't put big, big numbers up. How do you pay that guy?
Well, you can't pay him like the elite of the elite. I think you have to be smart with your contracts. And you know, look, he's earned the right to get another contract, but I don't think he's earned the right to have the mega deal. And so that's where I think you're going to have some issue with him. Would I bring him back? Sure I would. I mean, look, what are you going to do if you don't bring him back? That's the one that everybody always says, oh, just replace him. Well, what are you going to do?
Right.
Who are you going to bring in there? And so, I mean, where do you give him a deal? What, maybe, you know, average per year, 25, 21. Look, Ryan Tannehill makes $29 million a year on average. He's the same guy. They're the same guy. You know, so I think that's where you're going to get into the ballpark about that number. So you're not going to give him 40, 35, 37, 38. I don't think he's getting that. But he's going to get, you know, if they want to keep him, they should, you know, bring 20, 25 million, maybe he'll keep him.
Well, let me ask you about the other guy that was on that list, Jalen Hurts, who's got his team set up. I mean, they could win it all, but what do you do with him? Is he looking at the big payday now?
Oh, he's going to get paid. I think there's, you know, this was the year, the prove it year for him. He had to go in and show that he could be their guy, and he's proving it. And so I think for the Eagles now, and they have a heck of a roster. I mean, their roster is deep, talented. And part of that is because they don't have a big money quarterback on the roster. And so you can spend money on other positions. So I think he will ultimately get paid. And again, I mean, he's going to the championship game. If he plays well in the championship game, gets to the Super Bowl, I think he gets paid even more so than you know, if they didn't and he didn't play well. Because I think he fits with what they want to do. You know, there were questions about whether he could throw the football. I think those have been answered. And, you know, he makes teams defend you differently. He's able to get outside the pocket. And, again, it goes back to playing quarterback. It's a different style of quarterback, but it's still quarterback.
Hey, Pete, Brian Flores, kind of interesting. His name's popped up. I'm not surprised about the defensive coordinator because I thought he was a really good defensive coordinator. But you don't think he gets that head coaching job, do you, in Arizona?
Well, I think he's in the mix. I mean, remember, they spoke highly of him the last time when they interviewed him way back in the day, and the ownership liked him. And so I think he's in the conversation. I think, you know, Dan Quinn's certainly in that conversation as well. But I think when you look at Flores, the lawsuit aside, one of the things he has to do going forward is be him. And I've I told him that I bumped into him at the combine last year, and I said, you know, next time on your next job, be you. Don't try to be Belichick. And we've seen that play out many a time. And you see these coaches that come with these, you know, go get their own jobs. And they try and be the guy that they, you know, they left. And you can't be that. Be true to yourself. And I think that's why he'll probably be a better coach the second time around when he's not trying to be, you know, the guy who's going to run every little thing in the building and take on all that responsibility. Just coach and let all the other stuff kind of fall into place.
You know, something that I've noticed more in football this season, a little bit in the playoffs, but this season, has been time management. And by the way, I'm talking about our guy too, Mike McDaniel. At the end of games, whether it's getting plays off, when to use timeouts, it just seemed like it's been a real struggle for teams with even with all the support they get. Have you noticed it more maybe this year than past years?
I notice it all the time. I'm a stickler for that stuff. It drives me up a wall. It really, and they're all bad at it. I mean, you can go back through history. The greatest coaches in the world stink at it. I mean, and I don't understand why they get caught so caught up in the moment. Well, you know, Mike McDaniel's play calls are so long. I get it. But and Aaron Rodgers, you watch the Packers all the time. The Packers take the play clock down to close to one every single play. And I just don't understand that. I just, you know, get the damn playoff. You know, those wasting timeouts to not get the play clock, you know, expiring on you and get a penalty is so stupid. And you see these guys at the end of games, you know, what was Mike McCarthy doing at the end of the game last week? And you know, all across the league, you're right, they all do it. And you see guys take timeouts, you know, with them, and then you see them get to the end of the game and they don't have any. I mean, I just don't think they know how to use their timeouts. They don't know how to manage the clock. And this was supposed to be remedied. Remember, everybody, I'm going to get an analytics guy. And he's going to tell us what we can and what we can't do. No, you got to do it. It's got to be instincts, and you got to be able to make those decisions on your own with guidance. I mean, yeah, okay, it's fourth and one here. What do we do? And, you know, game flow matters too. You know, you can't just get caught up in the numbers. You got to get a feel for the game, a flow for the game. And I'm a big believer in a lot of times, sometimes you see the best offenses go when they just go and they don't have to huddle and call the play and go, just go, call the play at the line of scrimmage, just go. And I think sometimes we get too caught up in coaching instead of just, you know, let them go play sometimes. And then you don't have to get into those situations where you have the play clock ticking down.
Yeah. Boy, we have seen a lot. And listen, that's why those guys, that's why they're head coaches. That's a big part of it, especially when you're calling your own plays late in games on decisions that you have to make with just seconds to make that decision. So I'm with you on that.
They might be Buffalo if they don't do that, right, Joe? I mean, if they don't get the play the penalty, they might have beat Buffalo.
There's no question. You know, it's fourth down and one, and you get a play, and the Bills were. I mean, listen, you're only 20 yards from a field goal to tie it. Who knows? With plenty of time, if you keep the drive going and had a little something going. Yeah, who knows, right? I mean, that's
what was the play call on third and one, by the way? I forget what that one was. Was that Oh, he didn't run it on third one, did he?
Oh, shoot. Now I can't remember if it was longer than that. We almost got the first down to set it up. I think that's what it was. I think it was a longer pass play maybe that we got it real close. And that's where we weren't sure. I guess people up in the box were saying, we got the first down. And he's waiting. They go, no, it's fourth down. He had no timeouts. They'd been burned up. And so we got caught, and with like 3 seconds left, guys still in the huddle, and you don't get the playoff, and fourth and six, and the rest is history.
You can't blame the rookie. Can't blame the rookie quarterback for that. That's not on him. I mean, yeah, it was third and it was third and one. They got stuffed on third and one.
Oh, they did. All right.
Yeah, Ahmed got stuffed in left guard for no game by Matt Milano.
Okay.
I just looked it up. And then they get the delay of game, and then it's fourth and five, and then he threw incomplete to
Gesicki,
even though Hill was open in the middle of the field and he didn't see him.
Well, there were a few of those, too, for the young quarterback put in that situation. By the way, I haven't talked to you. So the GM and head coach sitting right next to each other made it clear real quickly that the quarterback coming back is Tua Tagovailoa. Boy, this puts pressure on who the backup quarterback's going to be going forward. What do you think? Do you go with a veteran guy? Do you come back with Skyler? What do you think the Dolphins do?
I think they'll come back with Skyler. I think he showed them enough that he can be a backup quarterback in this league with the potential to be a starting quarterback. I mean, he did some good things in that game. He did some bad. I mean, if they had caught the ball early in the game, who knows what would have happened. They had the drops early in the game. So I think he's going to be the number two quarterback. And again, you know, with Tua, you got to be real concerned about, you know, when he hits his head again. I mean, that's always going to be every single day he takes the field. There's going to be that concern with him. It's just the moment where he goes out of the game and maybe goes out for the, you know, a long period of time. So your backup quarterback is important for them. I think, you know, making the defensive coordinator change will be interesting. I think it had to happen. He kind of got stuck with that. I mean, I think sometimes these guys get head coaching jobs and they don't think about their staff enough. And I've told many an assistant in this league many a time, when you go in for a coaching interview, have your, you know, eight deep depth chart on your coaches. This is who I'm going to go get. If he's not there, I'm going to get that guy. If he's not there, I'm going to get that guy. And don't get stuck, you know, forced to hire a guy that's already on the staff. And you know the stories. I mean, there was bad blood in that building with that guy the year before. And so I think you've got to hire your own people rather than get stuck with somebody. So that change was coming. Plus, they didn't play very well. So I think that was an easy decision.
I think they really wanted to stay. They liked that base of that system, that blitzing, aggressive, zero coverage system, especially when they won seven in a row from the year before and wanted to keep a majority of those coaches, except for the ones where Brian Flores versus, you know, the whole thing with Coach Boyer and tried to figure out which guys had to go and which guys could stay. And we'll probably never know the rest of that crazy story. Before I let you go, Bill O'Brien, offensive coordinator with the Patriots, leaving Alabama, not a surprise?
No, that's not a surprise. And, he was going to stay until Bryce Young left, and now he's out, and it makes sense to go back there. He's a good offensive coach. I actually think Bill O'Brien's actually a pretty good football coach. He's just sometimes he's another one that got caught up in all the other stuff that goes along with being the head coach and being a coach. Now he gets back to fix that offense, and I think it's going to be a good move for New England. I was hoping there were a couple guys I really liked, Sean Jefferson, and Keenan McCardle too. Guys that interviewed for that job, they're ready for the next step, but they didn't get it. So it's a good decision by New England to hire Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, Pete, it's always great having you, man. I appreciate it. I fell asleep. I tried to stay awake last night, Pete. I'm sorry about that. So thanks for coming
on. There's no games on Monday night now. There's no reason. You can go to bed at 8:30, right? I mean, that's no reason to go to bed. Because that wasn't that late, Joe. That was early.
I know. That's age showing right there, Pete, man. I can't lie to you.
I know. I get it.
All right.
I get it.
Thanks, Pete.
All right, Joe. Take care.
Appreciate it. Pete Prisco from CBS Sports joining us. Talk a little bit this morning. And, hey, Ron Rothstein going to join us. Coming up early 9 o'clock hour, Heat and the Celtics tonight. Man, I'm looking forward to that. That may call for a little early nap today to stay up and put my big boy pants on and watch that one tonight. That should be a lot of fun, especially with the Heat looking pretty healthy again. And It hadn't happened a lot. I don't know, game five, game six of starting five back together and trying to solidify the bench as well. Right now, though, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, man. Before we get to this 9 o'clock hour, Valentine's Day is coming up right around the corner. So that anniversaries and birthdays are taking place every day. And a lot of people go, oh, my God, I'm new in town. Last time I went to a jewelry store, I didn't have a great experience. And where can I go? I go, well, I can tell you where I've been going for 31, 32 years now. It's Beverly's Jewelers. Yeah. Jeff Malvin and I have been together for a long, long time. I'll tell you what. You want to talk about somebody I trust over all these years to really take care of you and give you a great price and educate you on what you're getting and get you the perfect diamond engagement ring. Not once, but twice for me. Jeff Malvin at Beverly's Jewelers. He and his family and that staff are fantastic. I can't say enough about them. Whatever it is you want to spend, let them know. I say that. They don't even say that. I tell you, hey, give them an idea what you want to spend, whether it's a diamond engagement ring, the GIE graduate gemologist will work with you to make sure you get the perfect setting and diamond. They're the leader in certified earth mined and lab-grown diamonds, huge selection, unbeatable prices, low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere in South Florida. Certified lab-grown diamond stud earrings, lab-grown tennis bracelets. Hey, man, world-class custom design studio so you can get what you want, have it made, no interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise, a real friendly staff, really nice people who can educate you. There's no pressure. You get what you want and ask questions. Beverly's just makes it so easy. Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged. They've been around a long, long time. They're at 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. And there's plenty of parking. You go in, you feel good. 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale and get what you need for Valentine's Day, an anniversary, a birthday, and the perfect diamond engagement ring. You can get it all. Just visit BevJewelers.com for Beverly's Jewelers.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.